and listen. Or they don't know. They're just ignoramuses. They have no idea. You know, they don't know what's going on. How are they going to say amen? See, he doesn't understand what you say. He has no idea what you're saying or why. Now, someone who is experienced in the Spirit, I'll tell you what. Someone could stand up in church and give a blessing in the Spirit. If we were all there and all in the Holy Ghost and all strong in it, we would understand what was going on, that he was saying a blessing. You could bless with the Spirit. But you have to understand that people aren't going to understand. You give thanks well, but the other is not edified. They're not built up because they're just like, what was that? Right? Again, like in worship, sometimes people start speaking in tongues, or in the middle of a sermon, people get excited, they start talking in tongues and stuff. You know, it's something, as far as I'm concerned, Paul doesn't necessarily forbid it. But what he's letting you know is that people are going to think you're crazy. People are going to think, what's going on? You know, and the question I would ask is, well, are you willing to live with that? Is it wise? Maybe it is, maybe it is. You know, in this day and age, I almost think it is less impactful than it was in Paul's day. Because people already kind of know about tongues and like, oh, those people. You know, it's in Paul's time, remember, this was all new. So people would be like, what is this about? Now think about it. Why don't they just think, oh, that guy just speaks Parthian? You know? Oh, what language is he speaking? No one in the room could tell the guy, because no man understands him. I think, my God, I speak with tongues more than y'all. Paul says, I speak with tongues more than any of you. Yet in the church, I had rather speak five words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in tongues. In an unknown tongue. In a tongue. Because, again, I would rather communicate with the minds of men than impress them with spiritual displays. Because they do not impress people, necessarily. You know, they mostly confuse people. And that's the thing, it is a bit of a confusing subject to many people. They don't understand what tongues is about. They don't understand what it's for. And so there's a certain degree of, you know what, the strong in the faith. You have strength. You know you can speak in tongues. Do you think that by speaking in tongues, you commend yourself to God? Wow, he sure speaks in tongues good. Like, let's say you get up in front of everyone in church and you speak in tongues. You know, at the altar or during worship, right? Do you think you commend yourself to God by speaking in tongues? Love edifies. Meaning that which edifies is of love. That which doesn't edify is not of love. And it's not saying that tongues is bad. I'm just saying, well, tongues does not give any love to your fellow brother. It doesn't build them up, so there's no love. It doesn't puff you up, though. Or I don't think it does. I'll tell you, what can puff you up is this knowledge, like if you say, I'm speaking in tongues, they're not. I'm spiritual, they're not. Again, you start thinking like that, and then you realize you've got a problem. You've gone astray. So in the church, it's better to say five words with your understanding. And this is just a figure of speech, five words of understanding versus 1,000 and 10,000 in unknown tongue. Be not children in understanding. Don't be like babies in understanding. You know what I mean? Kids, you know how kids aren't understanding? They don't get it. They don't understand how the world works. They don't understand a lot of things. But in malice, be children. Yeah, they don't understand how the world works. They don't understand about racism. They don't understand about why people hate each other's guts. They don't understand a lot of things as adults understand. A lot of the malicious and wicked things of adults, they don't get. But understanding, be men. Okay? and understand we want to be adult. That means of mature age and thought. And you want to have an adult understanding in the scriptures, not a childish one. In many ways, in the way you are in church, the way you are towards your fellow believers, the way you teach the scriptures, the way you speak. I'll preach the gospel. Give me 5 words that people can understand to preach the gospel by rather than 10,000 words in unknown tongues, except I get an interpretation, or except God gives them the ability to understand in their own language, so that it's just sort of like whatever language. Because again, the apostles weren't all speaking language. You know, there were Parthians, Medes, people from all different parts of the world, right? Jews who had come back to Israel. And they all understood in the language, in the very place which they were born, in their own dialects, they understood what the apostles were saying on Pentecost Day. Acts chapter 2. They understood these things. But they didn't. It wasn't like one apostle was speaking Parthian, and one was speaking Kyrillic, and one was speaking, you know, the Median tongue, one was speaking Chinese or whatever. You know, there wasn't like one this, one that. Because that would, you know what that would sound like? Total cacophony. I have, that's the thing, is like they all heard in their own languages the wonderful works of God. But the apostles very well might not have heard anything out of their own mouth. They might have not heard of really anything. I've heard people speak things in languages that I understood, and I asked them about it, and they didn't know what they were saying, which is interesting to me. To me, that's more of like a sign, a testimony to me of what tongues are about. Sometimes it's just in the ear of the hearer. And the law is written, verse 21. This is the scriptures in the Old Testament are often called the law. This is actually, the law and the prophets, the law of the prophets and the Psalms. This is Isaiah. This is in John 10, verse 35, and also chapter 15, where it includes the Psalms are called the law. You know, the Old Testament was called the law to them. Just like we call the New Testament, sometimes we call it the gospel. Usually people think of the Gospels, I guess. I guess I might call the New Testament the Gospel. With men of other tongues and other lips will I speak to this people, and yet for all this they will not hear me, saith the Lord.